Czech Republic's industrial production rose by 4.7% in February after January's revised increase of 3.1%, according to figures released by the Czech Statistical Office on Friday. Compared to the same month last year, industrial production rose by 0.3%, but the extra working day in February due to the leap year was a factor as well. The surge was driven mainly by the automotive industry, which rose by over 15%. The production and distribution of electricity, gas and heat increased by nearly 8%, and electrical machinery and equipment production rose by 12%. However, the construction industry registered the sharpest fall in 2 years, when it decreased by 16% year-on-year.
Most Czech companies want to hire employees as contractors, suggests a new poll by the Deloitte and Ambrose and Dark consultancies released on Thursday. Some two-thirds of the 107 companies polled said they would like to see the so-called Schwarz system completely legalized, under which firms hire employers as contractors to avoid paying health and social insurance for them. Nearly 70% of them said they wanted a clearer definition of the system to avoid fines by the authorities. New sanctions were introduced in January for companies which use the system, which they say threatens to send them into bankruptcy. The Czech authorities are planning to carry out more than 200,000 inspections to fight the practice.
Saturday shifts at the Czech Republic's biggest carmaker, Škoda Auto, will end due to a labor dispute. The labor unions and the management have not reached a deal concerning a new collective agreement, which no longer applies to Saturday shifts. The unions want a 6% salary increase for the employees, while the firm offers 4.3%. A series of employees' meetings is planned for next week in the firm's three Czech plants to step up the pressure. The unions said they were also considering a warning strike in support of their demands.
The U.S.-Canadian brewing giant Molson Coors bought Starbev, the owner of the Czech brewer Staropramen. The $3.54 billion deal was announced on Wednesday. The Starbev Group also owns breweries in Serbia, Romania, Hungary, and other Eastern European countries. Staropramen is the Czech Republic's second largest beer producer. Molson Coors CEO Peter Swinburne said the acquisition was in line with their strategy of expanding their portfolio, and the beer market in Central and Eastern Europe had a great growth potential. In some countries, however, the deal is yet to be approved by the local anti-monopoly agencies.
Prague's Ruzyně International Airport on Wednesday marked 75 years since the start of operations. The airport was inaugurated with a domestic flight from Piešťany, Zlín and Brno, which landed there on the 5th of April 1937. Since then, the airport has served over 200 million passengers and dispatched more than 4 million flights. Last year, Prague Ruzyně handled nearly 11.8 million travelers, ranking 35th in Europe and first among new EU countries by passenger traffic. Earlier this year, the Czech government agreed to rename the airport in honor of the late President Václav Havel. The change should take effect on Václav Havel's birthday on the 5th of October.